You know that feeling when motivation just hits? Or maybe more often when it completely disappears on you. We often think of it like, I don't know, some kind of mysterious spark you either have or you don't. But what if it's actually, well, more tangible, more like a system, a machine almost inside your brain?
Exactly. That's a great way to put it. Today, we're doing a deep dive into some really fascinating cutting-edge neuroscience. We're talking research from places like Stanford, Harvard, MIT, Johns Hopkins, big names. And we'll explore how motivation isn't really just a feeling, you know? It's more like an emergent property of your brain's own architecture.
Okay, architecture. I like that. So our mission today is to kind of deconstruct this architecture of drive. We're thinking about it in three parts: the engine, the navigator, and the automation system. The goal is really to give you a practical framework, something evidence-based to understand and, well, ignite your own motivation. Ready to unpack this?
Let's do it.
All right, so first up, the engine, the brain's reward circuitry. Now, dopamine comes up a lot here. Most people think pleasure, right?
Right, that's the common idea. But there's a key insight here, especially from research out of Stanford. It clarifies a really crucial distinction. Dopamine, its primary role, isn't really liking or the pleasure itself. It's more about the wanting, that powerful anticipation that actually compels us to act.
Wanting.
Think about addiction, for example. You see this intense craving, this wanting that persists even when there's no real pleasure left. That's dopamine driving the wanting system. Sometimes it gets disconnected from the actual, hedonic hit. This core pathway, the mesolimbic pathway, basically runs from the midbrain to the forebrain. It's like your brain's go signal.
So it's really the chase, the anticipation of getting something. That makes sense. And this next bit, this really shifts the perspective. Work from MIT and Grabeel's lab, they found dopamine doesn't just spike at the reward, it actually ramps up. It increases as you get closer to the goal.
Exactly. It's not just on-off. It's a continuous signal, almost like a neurochemical fuel gauge. It seems to encode both how valuable the reward is and how close you are to getting it.
Wow.
So what this means practically is that breaking down those big, daunting goals into smaller milestones, it's incredibly powerful neurologically speaking. Each little win, each step closer, generates its own little anticipatory dopamine release. It keeps refueling the engine.
Right. Turning it into less of a finish line and more of a continuous journey keeps you going.
Precisely.
But okay, a powerful engine is great, but you need direction. You
Yeah.
need a navigator.
Right.
Right. And that's where the prefrontal cortex, the PFC, comes in. It's like the brain's GPS.
That's a good analogy. It's constantly doing this sort of calculus, effort versus reward. Kelly McGonigal at Stanford talks about the pause and plan response. You know, when you face that internal
Oh,
conflict.
yeah, like scrolling on your phone versus actually starting that work project.
Exactly that.
Ugh.
Your PFC, specifically the part involved in decision making and executive function, it activates. It actually diverts metabolic resources, basically gives your brain the juice to override those impulses and focus on the bigger picture, the long-term goal.
Okay, but here's the kicker. Willpower isn't infinite, it's biological. Things like chronic stress or even just not getting enough sleep. They directly impair how well the PFC works.
That's absolutely crucial. When your willpower seems to fail, it's often not some kind of moral failing. It's often a, well, predictable consequence of a compromised neural system. Your navigator is running low on fuel.
That feeling of dread, then, when you're almost done with something huge but just can't push through, that's the PFC struggling.
Very likely, yes, it's under strain. And there's more. How do we even decide if the effort is worth it? Carl Dieseroth, also at Stanford, found a specific circuit that seems to ignite motivation only when we face a challenge.
Only with a challenge, not just general.
Right. It's not like a global on switch. It's challenge activated. It's wired for efficiency. And another part, the anterior cingulate cortex, acts like a conflict monitor, signaling when we need to step up the cognitive control.
Okay, so we have the engine, the wanting, and then the navigator, the planning, and willpower. But constantly using willpower sounds exhausting. Is there a way our brains get more efficient at this stuff, especially for long-term goals?
Absolutely. And that brings us beautifully to the third part, the automation system, your habit formation circuitry. A key player here is the basal ganglia, deep brain structures involved in motor control, but also habits, especially a part called the striatum. Research, again from Anne Grabeel's lab at MIT, revealed something called task bracketing. It's fascinating.
Task bracketing, okay?
So when you're learning something new, your brain is firing like crazy throughout the whole task, full engagement. But as it becomes a habit, that neural activity gets super efficient. It fires strongly mainly at the start of the action.
Like picking up your running shoes.
Exactly. And then again, right at the end, like finishing your run, maybe tying the last knot, the steps in the middle, they become almost automatic, neurally speaking, much less conscious effort.
That's amazing. It's like the brain just packages the whole sequence into one unit.
Yeah.
Offloads it.
Precisely. It shifts the burden from the conscious, energy-hungry PFC to the more efficient basal ganglia, frees up mental resources.
Which is exactly why habits are so critical for sticking with things long-term. They make it neurologically easier.
And this gives us insight into breaking bad habits, too. Graybeal's work suggests old habits aren't really erased. They're more like actively suppressed by the PFC.
Ah, so that's why when you're stressed or tired.
Exactly. When your PFC is weakened, its veto power over those old unwanted habits diminishes. They can resurface more easily. Supporting your PFC, health, sleep, stress management, it's actually crucial for maintaining that control over habits. So wrapping this all together, what's the big takeaway here? What does this mean for you listening?
I think it means you have more control than you might realize. Motivation isn't just something you wait for. It's about actively managing your own neurobiology, fueling the reward system with small wins, strengthening the navigator, building those automated habits. Your actions really do shape your brain and your drive.
Yeah, put the power back in your hands.
By understanding this architecture, the engine, navigator, automation, you can become the architect of your own drive. This isn't just theory. It's like a practical blueprint. So here's something to think about. Knowing this, what's maybe one small, specific change you could make this week? Maybe it's an environmental tweak or a mindset shift or a way to bracket a habit, something to better manage your unique motivational setup, just something to mull over. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.